President Bush has unveiled a series of proposals which he says will give the still anemic U.S. economy a boost. The plan includes $670 billion in tax cuts, the biggest chunk of that coming from abolishing the taxes that individual shareholders pay on corporate dividends. The president's economic stimulus plan, announced today in a speech before the Economic Club of Chicago, also includes an increase in the child tax credit and making immediate income tax cuts that were set to be phased in over the next 4 years. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and reports from Chicago.
President Bush is still riding high in his overall public approval ratings, but those same polls also consistently show that Americans have serious questions about his handling of the economy. It was against that backdrop that the president fired his top two economic advisors late last year and developed a fresh round of stimulus plans for the economy in the second half of his term. That same mission also brought him to Chicago today to propose new tax cuts he says will create more than 2 million jobs in the next 3 years.
We cannot be satisfied until every part of our economy is healthy and vigorous. We will not rest until every business has a chance to grow. And every person who wants to find work can find a job.
Nearly half of the stimulus, about $300 billion, would come from ending taxes on corporate dividends. Initially, the administration considered cutting those taxes in half, ultimately deciding to eliminate them entirely. The president today said that taxing dividends amounts to a double tax, once on the initial corporate profit and again when it's passed along to shareholders. Calling that bad policy, he told the Chicago audience that ending the tax will give the market a huge boost.
By ending this investment penalty, we will strengthen investor confidence. See, by ending double taxation of dividends, we will increase the return on investing, which will draw more money into the markets to provide capital to build factories, to buy equipment, hire more people.
Critics of the president say that is a very rosy view of the potential impact of the dividend tax cut. They also say this is another example of the Bush administration giving most of the tax relief to the wealthiest Americans. The White House counters that millions of Americans are in the stock market, including half of the country's seniors. Also today, the president said he wants the lower income tax rates that were passed in 2001, but not scheduled to take effect until 2004 and 2006, put in place immediately, retroactive to January 1st. Also accelerated from the 2001 tax cut would be the phase-out of the marriage penalty and an immediate $400 increase in the child tax credit, taking it to $1,000 per child total.
These tax reductions will bring real and immediate benefits to middle-income Americans.
The president also called on Congress to pass an extension of unemployment benefits, which expired for some 750,000 people in December, and said $3.6 billion will go to the states to help individuals who haven't been able to find work. Under this program, eligible people would be given $3,000 grants to help with their job search.
I proposed a bold plan because the need for this plan is urgent. And I urge the Congress to act swiftly and pass this bill.
Everything President Bush proposed today must be approved by Congress. The size of the economic stimulus is much larger than it was expected to be when it started to take shape last year. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the president decided it was important to think big to have maximum impact. But it's just as likely that this is the opening negotiating position for the administration, which will still claim victory even if it gets only half of what Mr. Bush asked for today. Don Gagne, NPR News, Chicago.